fucking
I know
love
there
it.
Are things that feel better, no. But
they
I don't
feel
know.
Better in your mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most thumbs up podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Tam. What's up, guys?
We have been throwing a lot of thumbs up lately.
Yeah. When I asked these guys if they were ready, they both threw thumbs up. So I'm like, well, we'll open with that.
So with both of us having two thumbs, it's obvious that the world's most thumbs up podcast. No other podcast gets even remotely close to as many thumbs up as we do.
It's true.
And if you go to iTunes, what are we rated? 3 stars? 4 stars? I think we might be 4 stars on iTunes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can check right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the podcast app pops up with it, too.
Application support was not found. Okay. That's fine.
What?
Don't worry. We'll do this. We'll do it live.
Do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Do it live.
229 episodes in this feed. Good job. A lot of episodes, guys.
A lot of episodes.
I'm proud of us.
We are
229. What are we going to do for 230?
Nothing.
Probably the same shit we always do.
Yeah, same shit.
Dick jokes and soundboard clips.
Where is the rating? I don't see
dick
rating.
Jokes are the best thing in the world, though. See, they used to have the ratings when it was like podcasts and iTunes were one, and then when they like separated them. It was not cool.
Because I don't want to toot our own horn, but I think we're rated 5 stars.
Yep, 5 stars.
Found yeah, 5-star podcast.
Yeah, out of 20.
20
out of
ratings?
20?
Yeah, 20
fuck
ratings.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, six of those were us.
Yeah, so. Only like six of them, maybe seven were
I
us.
I think I did two.
I know I did one for sure, like when we first started.
I did one
some
before.
Some motherfucker gave us four.
What the fuck?
I did one before I was on the podcast.
Someone put hilarious.
Nice.
Who was that?
H-I-G-H?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It wasn't me.
I listen to these guys every week and just laugh my butt off all the time. An instant classic. Oh, wait, that's me. I just looked at the name.
Andy Myers. Fuck.
Okay, here we go. Here's one that ZimJ from September 12th, so day before the reckoning, or the day after the reckoning.
Oh, okay.
When I was picking out my star selection, it told me what to say. Favorite podcast of all time, though, bar none. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. That was 2011. Oh, here we go. The farther we go down, more. Yeah, that was 2011. All right, so 2012 from Tony, which is, I think, the
podcast. Oh, he's a friend of mine, yeah.
Yeah, the 13th Street, because, yeah.
76th Street.
The Noalian. The Noalian. The show has a lot of potential. I would recommend getting rid of the music constantly playing in the background. The music was way too distracting. However, I do think these guys are funny. I cannot wait to see the show grow. February 5th, 2013.
Yeah, and I did get rid of the music.
Because you saw that?
Yeah, I remember that one. Okay. I saw it. It was too distracting, so I got rid of it.
Some say it's even inspiring. Oh, that's 76th Street. God damn it. GQ Black. Gentleman's Quarterly Black. As a gamer, this show gets my top approval. February 5th, 2013.
All right, read one more.
All right, let me find the newest one.
Let's say we don't need to toot our own horn and read all 20.
Oh, here we go. I love baby... It's Skylar. No, maybe. I don't know. I love Baby Bird. More Skylar. This podcast is very, very funny. Keep up the good work. Get rid of Tam.
That's probably Skylar. Oh, that was
it was me. It was totally me.
It doesn't say get rid of Tam. I just added totally that on me. There.
You added that on there. That's funny.
That was during the stretch where it was just you two. And I was just like,
really?
More Skylar.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's one from TJ. All right, these are all really nice.
It's nice to know that nearly over 50% of them are either us or our friends.
I know.
So go out to iTunes and rate us. Give us an honest opinion of the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be nice. A little honest.
No, I don't want an honest opinion.
Dude, this podcast, A Little Dead Podcast, their cover is just Megan Fox. We need to get just a hot celebrity, picture of ours. Oh, is that Amanda Seyfried? She's got big eyes. I'm gonna watch this.
It's gonna be like
she's gonna watch me.
It's gonna be like Jennifer Lawrence from The Fappening or something like that.
Oh god, that'd be so good.
Which, by the way,
go on.
I moved that to my external hard drive.
Smooth move.
The Fappening. The folders. I was cleaning up a lot of stuff. I cleaned up 100 gigabytes of stuff off my laptop.
Nice. Whoa.
Yeah.
I had almost 100 gigs of the Star Wars movies, and since I got the Blu-rays, I was able to get rid of those. That was
nice. I'm actually going to update my laptop hard drive here real soon.
Salt date?
Yeah, I'm going to. Right now, I've got a 750 gig. I'm going to get a terabyte.
Nice.
Of course, 7200 RPM.
Yeah, that sucks. That laptop's just kind of...
Yeah, I mean,
stuck at that.
I started with a 5400.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen 10,000
at a terabyte. I haven't either.
Yeah.
And then I upgraded to the 7200 750 gig, but now I'm gonna upgrade to the 7200 one terabyte.
Nice.
There were so many numbers there.
There's also these things called solid state hybrid drives.
Yeah, they're neat.
Yeah, I was looking at them. They said the speed's comparable to a 7200 RPM.
Do those run on both water and gas?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Because they said the hard drive in it's like 5400, but then the solid state technology speeds it up a little bit. And
it's like, random how it works.
I was just like, I'm just going to get the 7200 RPM hard drive. Yeah.
Just go with either the old hard drive or the solid state. I wouldn't get a hybrid.
Yeah.
It seems too random.
And they don't, you know, I can't get a 1 terabyte solid state drive for my laptop, at least not at a reasonable price. So I'm just gonna get the hard drive. I'm also gonna upgrade the RAM.
Nice. On Steam. Oh yeah, I told you about the RAM thing. Yeah, that's hella awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that after I upgrade to. How many gigs do you have?
I have 24.
You have 24. I'm gonna have 16.
Nice. Oh yeah, so you can have a nice little like 10 gig.
I think I can't remember the minimum requirements were 8.
For what? That DIM thing?
The DIM
drive?
Yeah.
All right.
The recommended. It's one of them.
I don't know. I just know I had 24, so I was okay with it.
Yeah. Oh, no, 24 for sure. I know. Is no problem at all.
The only thing that uses that much RAM is Adobe Premiere, and it's very rare occasions that it uses all 24 gigs.
Okay, so the minimum system requirements is 8 gigs of RAM, and the recommended is 12 gigs.
All right.
So you'll 16.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Saints Row is 11, and I had to kind of like up the RAM usage for that.
Oh, really?
Because I had to build or make it a 12 gig.
I would like to put, or at least I'd like to play Civ 5 with it.
Oh, you definitely could.
Yeah. Civ 5, and I think I'm going to play through Fallout 3 again, so.
Nice.
That'd be something that'd be nice to play.
Yeah. Saints Row 4 loads in 3 seconds.
Oh,
that's so cool. I click on it, it opens. Once it gets past the splash screens and I hit continue, I'm in the game in like 3 seconds.
Nice. So
Skyrim's about that too.
I'm definitely going to do that. I'm getting my tax return soon because I already did my taxes.
Oh, nice.
And so. I've got like, it's kind of funny. I was setting up like an Amazon cart. I'm like, oh yeah, I can get a few things with my tax return. And finally I'm up at like $200 of stuff. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. I'm up to like $700 now. I'm like, all right, we got to stop here. I'm not going to have a tax return remaining.
Yeah. You can spend so much. I found this week on the English Amazon, the 3-pack or the trilogy of Jurassic Park on Blu-ray for $15.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm probably never going to open the third one, but
yeah,
just wanting
to see if they can send it without the third one.
Yeah. Can you just open take it that and third take it one out. That's fine. They're like, we already got like a pile of them. They just get requests all the time. Just take the third out. That's cool. It's cool.
So yeah, I'm going to upgrade my hard drive. I'm going to upgrade my RAM. Of course I'm getting a hard drive enclosure. So now I have a 750 gig external hard drive.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. I was thinking about putting it in my PS4, actually.
I thought you needed the 2.5s. Oh, it is a 2.5.
It's a laptop hard drive.
My bad. Do it. That's a 750.
750
instead of a 500.
Yeah,
and then just turn that 500 in. A 500 is still a great external.
Well, I'm also getting a 3 terabyte external.
Oh,
so
use that.
I'll have a lot of external.
Use
storage.
That one for mainly like you. What I do, I use the smallest one of all my drives. I think it's a 250. Mm-hmm. I use that for my personal stuff.
Yeah,
like personal pictures and info and all that. Mm. So that's just my personal drive because it doesn't need to be big to store all that. It just needs to be small. So, mm-hmm. And then I use the big ones for the hardcore stuff.
Yeah, because I have like a terabyte filled up with like music and
movies
and stuff like that.
Yeah, I had to like separate my drives at one point in time because the 2 terabyte was getting loaded.
Right, and the 3 terabyte, I'm going to back up everyone's. I'm backing up everyone's computers on that one.
In the house or yours?
In the house.
Oh, okay, that's smart.
Yeah, so I should have enough with. I should have.
You should still have
terabytes.
Like a terabyte left.
I should. Yeah. I really should. But I figured I'd do everyone a favor and just fucking.
That's nice.
Load it all up. Yeah.
I do that now since Camilla took down the computer to begin with. I have images flying all over the place of that thing.
I know, and I'm
You know what's. This is something I've always wondered about the disk images when you're cloning them or just backing them up. If you have a virus in your OS, does it take that with it?
The disk image is pretty light.
It
only takes like the bare basics. So I would imagine unless it's in like, I don't know how to put it. Like I'm not exactly an expert, but.
So like, yeah, if you were to like load it onto a new computer.
Because the DVD is like, what, 4.7 gigs?
Yeah.
Like that's barely anything to flash an image. And
but it also highly compresses it too into that special disk image.
Right.
I don't know.
I'd imagine it just depends. It depends on
to the Google machine
what the virus is in, really.
Oh, so,
could
I have a request?
What's up?
Could you have that entire conversation again, but like put it in idiot tech speak?
Matt's gonna have a lot of storage.
Thank you.
I'm getting myself a big box.
Yeah.
And in this big box, like in here is a box. Okay.
This
desktop. Here is a box. This box, the box I'm getting is 3 times bigger than this box.
Whoa, where are you going to put that box?
In that closet, actually, where I put all my important stuff.
Also, there's a body in there.
There's a skeleton in your closet?
Oh,
Matt, you want to tell us about that?
Yeah.
And so this box and then the box that's inside my laptop and the box inside my dad's laptop, my mom's laptop, my sister's laptop, and the 2 spare laptops. I'm going to all back up in that really big box.
Oh, that's really awesome.
And he's still going to hopefully have some space left in that box when he's done
I
with it.
I should have some space left.
So,
No, I'm not going to put porn in the same box.
I will say, why not?
That would go in a different one. I have other boxes to put porn.
$500 for a terabyte solid state.
Yeah, I'm spending $80 on a terabyte hard drive.
Yeah, that's a fucking deal. Oh, God. And boxes are cheap
and
nowadays,
it's
too.
It's a Western boxes. Digital.
Yeah, dude, that's all I buy is Western
Digital.
Yeah,
boxes digital. Are cheap.
Boxes are cheap.
And the box I'm getting for my laptop
spins
faster than a lot of boxes you have in laptops.
I didn't realize boxes spin at all.
Yeah.
So then this box gives you the insides of it a lot faster.
So then say I'm trying to retrieve something in the far corner of the box.
Yes.
Well, because it's spinning so fast, it's going to come over to me faster than I could pull it out of the box.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just walk around and grab the box?
And then there's boxes that don't spin. And they just stay still. And so it's super easy to grab anything. It's almost instantaneous.
Right. Right. Whoa. Those are very expensive.
Those are called solid state boxes.
SSBs.
Yeah. If you ever see SSD.
Super Smash Brothers?
If you ever see SSD, that's what we're talking about. But
It doesn't mean super suck dick. It means solid
state. Oh, I thought it meant super soaker dick.
Super
soaker dick. Super soaker dick.
So another thing I'm doing is. So I have 2 old laptops. One used to be my grandma's.
Ooh, that's old.
And one's just my old laptop. Well, I turned my grandma's laptop into a print server. So now I can print wirelessly from anywhere.
That's awesome.
It's the best. I just have to connect to Tree Killer and I can print anywhere.
Oh, Tree Killer's nice. I've heard of that.
Yeah. That's the name I made by my
printer. Oh, there is a Tree Killer like server though.
Oh, there is a server named Tree Killer?
Because I've used it when I interned at Data Doctors.
Copyright.
They had some Yeah, find them.
Yeah. No, what I did was I just hooked up the laptop and then went to share printer, and then it shares it to everyone who's logged into the Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's nice.
And then you just have to find the computer and then log in with the computer's credentials. And then you can print. And it works. It's awesome. Don't have to get up and lug my computer over there to print anymore.
So, what's printing?
Printing. And then what I'm going to do with my my old laptop, I already have it all set up to do so, but I'm going to turn it into a wireless range extender.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you can do stuff like
that. Yeah, I just need to get another wireless card because it has to come in on one and broadcast out on another.
Oh, nice.
I noticed, though, that old laptop of mine has a place for two internal wireless cards.
Is it got those?
What a dirty girl.
It's got slot, those side slots.
It's not the side slot. It's actually like you have to take off the back.
Oh, yeah.
You know where like the regular card would be?
Yeah.
There's another one right next to it.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's
why would
hot
a laptop
shit.
Have that?
I don't know. Apparently some have two wireless card slots.
Ooh.
This one has a full one, you know, the one that's about yay big.
Yeah.
And then it has a half one.
Describe it for me.
What the shit?
Yeah.
Really?
But I'm getting more a cheaper one that plugs into the USB.
Oh, nice.
Don't go for the
cheap
models.
For my Linux hacking, I had to get a nice, like, Korean wireless range thing.
So, yeah, I'm going to do that and then put it in the basement because people in the garage and basement are having trouble connecting.
Nice.
And hopefully that'll extend the range. I'm also getting a new modem, though, too.
Nice. So, what are you getting?
Just a new Motorola surfboard.
Oh, modem. Sorry, I was thinking a router.
No.
Is it like a 3.0? They have to be. That's like the standard.
It's like brand fucking new.
Okay.
It's brand new. I just know that I went to Amazon and I searched routers and the one with the best rating. Or not routers, modems. The one with the best rating.
Is it got blue lights?
Yeah.
Is it white?
It's black.
Oh, okay. Cool, because mine's white with blue and that thing's bright as shit.
I was going to say, there is a white version, though.
That's probably it, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, the blue lights are light as bright as fuck, man.
Mm-hmm.
I had an alarm clock like that, and it was bullshit. Like, the alarm clock shouldn't keep you from going to sleep.
Right.
Because of how bright the thing is. Some fucking asshole gave it to me as a gift. I was like, I need an alarm clock. Like, here you go.
So I'm getting a modem. I'm getting a new microphone for Skype.
Ooh.
A blue snowball microphone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Snowball mics are nice.
And then I'm getting a new mouse.
Nice.
And a new cooling pad.
Oh, cooling pad. It took me a second to register that.
And a new flash drive. So my old flash drive.
Nice. That is just a bare chest.
Yeah, I shave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
really?
I don't. Really? Yeah.
Do you get like super hairy then?
No, but no? I don't like being hairy.
I get,
and I've
I
said
get
this once.
Patches.
I'll say it again. Nothing feels better than a freshly shaved pair of balls.
That's
fucking.
I know
it.
There are things that feel better.
No.
But
they
I
feel
don't know.
Better in your mouth.
Really, Andy? Tell me.
Shaved balls in your mouth.
That's what Camilla says.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
Before we were married, I could probably get away with that.
Okay.
But now that we're married,
no. That and a pair of socks you know nobody else has worn. Like, not even you. Just, like, the first time you wear a pair of socks.
A brand new pair of socks.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's a lot of pairs of socks that I have worn that nobody else has
yeah.
worn. Mm. But they're not brand new.
Mm. Yeah, I've had, like, the socks I'm wearing, I've had for, like, probably 11 years.
I want to say one more thing before we go back to this, though. My old flash drive is going to be the storage of my Ouya.
Oh, yeah. You said that you were going to get some new stuff. Nice.
Yeah.
Ouya.
So, yeah. Tam's hairless.
The best emulation machine ever.
It is the best emulation machine ever. You know what? I've been playing Pokemon Heart Gold on my laptop.
Yeah.
I was like, why the fuck didn't I try and do this on my Ouya?
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been a lot better.
I should have tried. Oh, well.
I want to get. No, it's not. I want to get like a 50-foot HDMI cable so I don't have to move my PC every time I want to play on my TV. Just fucking.
Do it. Let's see how much a 50-foot HDMI cable is.
Probably expensive as shit. I paid $9 for a 50-foot Ethernet cable. That was the best $9.
50 feet, $24.90.
That's really not bad.
That is not bad.
Oh.
This is on Amazon. It's an E4 City. It doesn't really matter who the fuck makes an HDMI cable.
You can't fuck up HDMI cable anymore.
Yeah. It's like that one time I remember I had a get together and people were giving me shit that I bought generic brand graham crackers for s'mores. And I'm like, how the fuck do you fuck up graham crackers?
Yeah, there's like store brand things and I'm like, you can't fuck that up.
Like
batteries.
Milk? I feel like all milk is almost the same.
Yeah, batteries are definitely one that I would not get I don't get the generic.
Yeah, Duracell, like the name brand.
I get Duracell, Energizer, or AC Delco. I like AC Delco.
Dude, here's a...
In fact, I have a 100-pack of AC Delco double A's.
Here's a 50-foot one for $20.
Really?
Amazon Prime.
Go for it.
Do it right now, live on the podcast.
Live on the podcast, Andy. No. What, do you have to ask the wife first?
No, I just...
You said no very adamantly. Are you sure you don't have to ask the wife?
The last paycheck was not as big as it should have been.
Mm.
Now that like our actual insurance fucking kicked in, it's horrible.
I have...
Hurry up and finish your taxes. See if you get a return.
I have a deal for you.
What?
I have a freshly shaved pair of balls, and you said that it's enjoyable. You know. I'm just saying.
Would you like Tim's balls in your mouth?
Answer carefully.
No.
Would you like them around your mouth?
No.
I want them in
a Frisbee.
And
that Frisbee's full of Pepto-Bismol.
In a Frisbee full of Pepto-Bismol.
I just want you to rest your balls in a Frisbee full of Pepto-Bismol. That's what I want.
Do you want me to like to pregame it so that like there's a little ring like halfway around the sack? Or you want it like served on a platter?
No, I want like a Frisbee full of Pepto and I just want to like...
Do you want me attached to my balls still?
Or I mean, preferably if I could just have the balls, that's fine.
Okay.
Like maybe we'll throw like a black sheet over you or something and you can't talk.
Oh, God, this is getting really kinky now.
This is fucking awesome.
So you want him to dip him in Pepto-Bismol in a Frisbee?
What color Frisbee?
Is that what you said?
Orange.
Orange?
Because I want it orange to just be the yellow? Most radical thing ever.
And then you want him to be completely drenched in black and not speak.
What about if I wear one of those like...
Can he make noises like...
No gimp shit. Just a sheet. I'm just going to throw a sheet over you. And then when you're done, I'm going to make some black joke. And... Then we'll just call it a night.
You gonna play music?
Enya, the whole time.
Enya, the whole time, huh?
Is it because I'll be Enya?
No.
Who?
No.
Okay, so we got Tam with the sheet.
Oh, damn, that's the song I was fucking looking for. I was gonna play it off the phone.
So we got Tam with the sheet. And the Frisbee full of Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. Right, your fan fiction's now.
Right in it.
We're gonna get copyright struck.
I know.
And then we just sit there in complete silence for about the rest of this song.
Okay, but
so yeah, that's that.
That sounds awesome. If you guys want to like draw us a picture of what your interpretation of what that is, send it to the email 3@combopodcast.com.
We're also the defenders of the nudes.
We are the defenders of the nudes. You can always send us your nudes.
Great if we got nudes one day.
That would be great.
I still don't have that. Fuck is just like, hey, here's my dick. Oh, we're defending you too, chap.
Yeah, we are the defender of the nudes. I'll just save it here.
We should all chip in for like a 4 terabyte external, so we can put all the nudes on them. Could you imagine how many nudes that would be to fill up 4 terabytes?
Do you know how many nudes you'd have to have to even start that? One. We'd have to have one.
I mean, I have a terabyte of nudity, but not nudes.
Speaking of nudes, but not nudes, I still don't have... I bought that Jessica Negri.
Yeah? How's that going?
Natalie Drake. It's not here yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to put it right there.
Look at it the whole time.
So yeah, look at it the whole time. Be like,
she gets paid to do that.
Yes,
that's her job. There's a kid that we make fun of at work, and that voice. He uses this type of voice.
What the fuck?
Every time he's got to go poop. Basically, Josh and I get so bored at fucking Panera that we create characters out of associates. And there's this kid who's got irritable bowel syndrome and will just poop like 8-9 times a shift.
He's jerking it. He's going to the bathroom and he's jerking it.
Dude,
he's...
by like 9 times. Like,
he's just wasting time. He's just sitting there on the toilet.
Here's the thing. I'm really praying to Jesus Christ that he just does not listen to this. You know, I'm just not going to do it. I'll tell you the story later.
Okay.
Sounds
good. It's a good off-the-mic story. So.
Okay. Well, you guys want to get in the game news then?
Games!
Let's do it.
Also games.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner.
I love Final Fantasy.
Stick with us and see what you can catch.
Yeah, I'm really glad I could get Skylar to do these drops.
I'm really glad these jokes never get fucking old.
They really don't.
All right, see how long it would take you to complete your Steam library.
I am excited as shit. I saw the website. I bookmarked it on my phone so I could come back to it later.
It's a site called Steam Left that tries to estimate how long it would take to finish the rest of your games in your Steam library based off the data from How Long to Beat, which is an average of like how long it is to All beat right. video games.
How many games do you have in yours? I have 105.
I've got like 86 or something nice. Like that. One. I wonder if I can do one. This right now real quick. You do?
Yeah.
I know. It's unturned, right?
It is unturned.
Sign in through Steam. Hold on, I'm going to... Or enter Steam ID. Oh, I can just enter the ID.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, I gotta pee.
Yeah, that's not it.
That's not it?
No. But I'm going to enter my ID. First of all, I want you guys to come around the corner here. The fuck is this picture that's associated with this article? What is that?
It looks like a hand in a Pokemon's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that's going on the Facebook page right now. Because I don't understand why that has to do with it. Why?
Yeah, it looks like something from, like, Pokemon. Like, someone, Ash was sticking his dick in Clefairy's mouth or something. Misty, it's not what you think!
Misty, it's not what you think.
Do you guys remember the Pokemon music CD that came out?
To Be a Master?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah!
Do you remember the love song between Misty and Ash?
I fucking cried! I fucking cried!
Oh my god. That was the bee's knee.
Good night, Ash. What did you say, Misty?
Yeah.
Eat a dick, Ash.
The website is under heavy load.
Give you a heavy load.
So, story time. Me and one of my ex-girlfriends were in the basement. No one's going to hear that on the podcast.
What?
If you guys...
It is a 90s pop song.
Damn too. Right it is. If you have not heard this song, the whole album, it's actually really good.
Listen to that echo on the drums.
Me and my girlfriend were my ex-girlfriend were messing around in the basement, and that CD was just sitting out there, and she fucking broke it. She like leaned her hand back and snapped To Be a Master.
But did you care because you
were fucking was pissed. I was so mad.
Did you keep it inside or were like, I'm not ruining the moment?
I had to keep it inside because she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh no, it's not a big deal. It was just an old CD. Who even cares?
Let's just keep fooling around. Okay.
I'm not even hard anymore.
Your boobs tonight. Pikachu.
I'm not on the road to Viridian City.
God damn, that was a great song.
I immediately, that night when she left, went and downloaded that whole album. I was just like, I can't not do this.
I did too. Ron, not that night when you got done. I was like,
it was like, clicked. There's a disturbance in the force. It's like millions of lives just vanished.
Pikachu.
The freaking Poke song where it's like describing all the types.
Yeah.
And it's like, they'll kick your grass. I'm so surprised they got away with that.
Double entendres.
Because of that song, I can do most of the poker rap if I hear it.
God damn it. Yeah. You mean that CD?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. What do we got next?
Harmonix is putting around a survey asking people what they would want from a new rock band experience. Providing existing instruments were compatible.
Ooh, now that would be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Yeah, I was like, maybe not having to buy new shit.
Yeah.
If I just had to buy a new game, that would be nice.
I would like one where we could play a bunch of Pokemon songs.
Did you see that, like, a couple weeks ago, they released some Rock Band DLC for the first time in, like, 2 years?
Yeah.
Seriously? Yeah. It was like, Foo Fighters and some other
big... It was not a lot of songs, but they were, like, $2 each.
Yeah. I was like,
hey, we're still here. We exist. Play our game.
Yeah. I like Harmonix. Rock Band 2 was the best.
You didn't like 3 better?
I liked 3, but... 2 was the game that I had spent, like, the most time with, so I guess I had a more of a personal connection to that.
It's like and Empire Strikes Back.
3's tour mode was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but, like, the fan thing, I didn't like that, but I love 2.
Which one did I play with your sister when we were dating? Or, sorry, when we date?
Probably 2.
Wait, what?
I went on a date with his sister one time.
And? How was it?
4.
What'd you say?
Am I still with her?
Oh. Well, the date could have been nice, and she could have been boring.
You don't want none of that.
I asked about the date. I didn't ask about her.
This was like 2007.
Is she single?
2008. Yeah. I was still in high school.
What's her number?
You really
say it over the air.
this was a long time ago. I was still in high school.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
You don't, yeah.
So but yeah, 402. We played Rock Band and she was way better than me. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I'm feeling inadequate.
Because I hadn't done like the drums or anything ever. Like I had played rock or guitar. Hero. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Sing! No, I don't sing. Just sing!
No,
yeah, I'm good. First time. Now.
Ooh, Barracuda.
Anyway, you like it? Okay.
I can do that for you any way you love it. Da, 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 da.
Whatever I think of you, I touch. Why'd you pick this song?
We're going to get copyright struck. Stop, guys.
No, we're not. If we do, that means someone important listens to us.
All right.
What else we got?
Hotline Miami dev suggests piracy as an alternative to the Australia ban.
That's awesome. I love whenever a developer tells someone to just pirate their game.
Pirated, maybe?
I love whenever just any developer tells people to just download their game.
That really just tells you how much they care about the art and not necessarily the money. Like, the money's important to continue doing the art, but...
Yeah, but yeah, it's just play the game. Who cares?
Right.
Fuck the man.
H1Z1 community feels that the game is pay to win despite being told that it wouldn't be. Now, H1Z1 is Sony Online Entertainment's new zombie apocalypse survival simulator.
Which is basically like DayZ,
yeah.
But Sony's version.
Has recently come under fire from its own community. On the day of its early access launch, many who eagerly tracked the game's development for months suddenly felt as though they had been duped all along. The controversy stems from Sony's long-running insistence that H1Z1 would not be pay to win. The developer told various outlets and message boards that since the game's inception, Redditor Techademics collected a collage of some of the statements published. However, many felt that the airdrops included in the early access version directly opposed this. Airdrops, which can be purchased with real money, contain any variations of supplies, including but not limited to guns, ammunition, backpacks, and first aid kits.
Sounds
pretty fucking pay to win to me.
Yeah.
Hey, if I spend some money, I get a bunch of guns and first aid kits.
So it's a community, right? But it's not. Is it like? It's not like PvP, is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's PvP. Yeah.
It is.
It's basically Sony's version of DayZ, literally.
Okay.
You know what I'm wondering is why isn't there a zombie survival game out yet? That's done.
State of Decay.
State of Decay.
It's finished.
Is it just like straight up done?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
I played Steam. I think the Steam library. I played like 36 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's I enjoyed it. It's scavenging. It's an indie game, so it's not the highest quality, but it's still it's like an A. It's like an A game. It's not a triple A game.
Because every time I see these games, it's either H1Z1 or Infestation Survival Stories.
Oh yeah.
Or DayZ.
What the fuck did that used to be?
That used to be
that garnered all the bad.
Fuck. Let me look it up.
H1.
No,
that's
It wasn't War Z, was it?
No.
Fuck. Let me look it up.
No. But yeah, State of Decay, it's been finished for like 3 years now.
Really?
It's an older game. It came out for the 360, but the PC release was far.
War Z.
Oh, okay. It was War Z then.
Hey.
Yeah, War Z.
Hey.
Your box wasn't spinning. You just pulled that shit out.
No, this box is spinning. This box is spinning, but spinning
yeah,
fast.
that one got
destroyed.
Its Metacritic rating is 20 out of 100. Game Rankings gave it an 18% out of 100. Yeah. Eurogamer 3 out of 10. GameSpot 2 out of 10. GameSpy 0.5 out of 5. IGN 3 out of 10.
Oh,
PC Gamer US 30 out of 100.
That sucks.
The controversies section is the longest in the Wikipedia article.
Makes sense. All right. Yeah, State of Decay is done. It's a finished game.
Is it up to snuff with what DayZ wants to do or H1Z1?
Yeah, I mean, you like the game. You start in a rural kind of like woodsy community, and there's a bunch of houses. You scavenge houses for supplies, and then you can build weapons and build a community and defend your community and everything.
So, online multiplayer?
No, just single.
Well, that's kind of a big deal.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Because that's what DayZ and Infestation
there's an
and
H1Z1 online
all have.
There's an online DLC for it. I don't know how it works. I didn't buy it because I didn't like it.
Is it like the Just Cause multiplayer mod?
No.
Where it doesn't have multiplayer, but you can get the multiplayer mod, and then it crashes all the time?
No. Dude, have you played it since it's gone on Steam?
No, not since it's gone on Steam.
Oh, dude, it's solid.
Really?
It's stable. Yeah.
Nice.
Are you guys big into the zombie genre?
Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah.
There is a fucking fantastic story. It's a podcast that just like tells
a
story.
Heard about this. I think you've told
it's called
me.
We're Alive.
Yeah.
Holy fuck is that good.
Really?
Holy fuck is that good. I'm actually thinking about this year going back and re-listening to the whole thing. It's fantastic. Each episode's about 30 minutes long.
No, too much time.
No. we spend an hour on this podcast.
I just stop at 30 minutes every time. Just stop.
It's a narrative, and like it's told from the perspective of like it's told in like second person. So like you're a ghost floating there, and everybody's talking, just talking.
So you're the observer then.
Yeah, it's and there's like sound effects and shit too. Like nice. If you hear running, like they'll put feet pattering, or like the zombies will snarl. And there's there's music to make it more dramatic whenever like there's a zombie attack or something like that. Like it's really, really good. It's really good.
There's a good zombie game coming out. 2 weeks. Dying Light.
Yeah.
It's made by the Dead Island Bros.
I've always wanted to do a like a zombie like tabletop RPG.
Do they have those?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah. There's one called Last Night on Earth. It's really, really good. It's really good.
I heard they turned The Last of Us into a tabletop game, and I thought that might be kind of fun.
Is it boring?
Did you not like The Last of Us?
I couldn't get to a point where I was having fun.
Oh, man.
Because you let me borrow it, and yeah. I played it, and I'm just like, it's got to get good soon, oh. But I just did not have fun with it.
Oh, man.
My boss wants to do an internet series, like a YouTube show, about The Walking Dead and make it based in Nebraska, because there's a line in the show of like who's surviving the outbreak the best, and like Nebraska, low population, high guns, and so he wanted to do like just us Nebraskans kicking fucking ass during the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like they come to Nebraska and everything's fine. There's like, yeah, a few people got weird. We shot them.
Turned out later they were zombies.
Like, we just, like, if you guys heard of Council Bluffs, we kind of just rally them over there.
It's like, you guys don't shoot everyone in the head after they die?
Yeah, well, we thought that was normal. Yeah.
Do you remember the guns we have at our hospitals? Well, looks like Mr. Ferguson didn't make it.
There's a pistol in every room.
That's fucking funny. Pistol in a Bible.
We hit him with the Bible first, but that doesn't kill him.
Shoot him in the head. We hit him with the Bible and knock him out. And then shoot him.
Bye, Mr. Ferguson.
God, I can
May
see
God
like,
be with you.
I can see this as a serious thing, but I'm enjoying our funny one better.
Dude, you can totally make it serious, but just make it as fucking ridiculous as possible.
Or because of the zombie apocalypse, Nebraska's now like a utopia. Like, there's flying cars and shit. Oh, we figured everything out after the zombies.
Yeah, we didn't have to deal with gay marriage anymore. We just banned it, that's all. How do you think that's going to sway now that it's going to, like, the Supreme Court?
I think eventually it's just going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
like zombies. Oh my God, The Walking Dead is an allegory for.
Similar to like the civil rights movement. I mean, yep, you could kick and scream all you want, but it's just going to happen eventually.
All men are created equal.
Except you two's banging. You stop that.
Except the homos. I believe that's in there.
I love hearing old lady prejudices at Panera. Shit's really? Just the greatest. I hear gays like at least twice a day from
and
all
the
old
gays. People. Gays ruining the America. They're not. They're making it look fabulous.
Fucking walk next to one Nyack litter on me.
He farted. Purple came out.
So Nintendo's new 3DS XL doesn't come with an AC adapter.
Why? I saw this and I never saw why.
Does not come with an AC adapter. If you don't have one, you must buy one. Nintendo says there's a good reason for that. I don't see the reason.
Yeah, I could not find a reason.
I wonder
The only reason I could think of is Nintendo's like the unless it, if it uses the same charger as like the past like 7 DSs.
Oh, it says the 3DS XL uses the same AC adapter as the 3DS or the DSi. Rather than raise the cost of the Nintendo 3DS XL by charging consumers for a component they may already own, we are giving them the option to use their former AC adapter.
That's neat, but for a portable, I would love to have my own power adapter for my own portable. Each portable one, too. Like, yeah. I have
one. Let's buy another one, whatever.
Yeah.
Because then the way you're looking at it, if you're going to keep both, you're going to want an AC adapter
for
both.
But, I mean, maybe.
But say you want to, like, say you decide to trade one in. Well, if you go to trade it in, they're like, where the fuck's the AC adapter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I kept it.
Yeah. It's kind of like this when Sony put out the PS3. You didn't get an HDMI cable with that fucking thing.
At least HDMI like, cables can be, like, $2.
Yeah, but back in the PS3, like, 2006 era when HDMI was, like, brand new, it was like, new. $50 for a fucking HDMI cable. I had a friend in high school steal me one from Sears. I still have that to this day.
Do you?
Yep, it's the one that ruins my PS3.
It ruins your PS3?
No, runs the PS3.
Oh, runs.
I heard ruins too. So.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
What was it, Skyler?
No, it was a kid from high school. Like,
oh, stuff, high school, so. High school. Okay. Yeah.
2006, so I was a junior.
Was it George?
No. No. Did you ever meet the Scott kid, Scott Tromley?
No.
Curly hair. He was a dick, but... I paid him $2 and he stole me a $50 cable from Sears.
Nice. All right, guys. You guys want to get into technology news?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay.
Woo.
Speaking of Skyler.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
I don't remember recording this drop.
It doesn't work the other way.
It's beautiful.
The evil glitter bomb genius is looking to cash out on his idea. Have you guys heard about this guy?
Yeah, the glitter bomb.
Yeah, he founded shipyourenemiesglitter.com, which for a modest fee will ship your enemies glitter. Unfortunately, the world has too many enemies and not enough glitter. The man behind the site is overwhelmed and willing to sell out.
The only thing I couldn't find was how the glitter like
it there's like I saw a video of a guy opening one of them and it like it's like a little tube and when you open it it just goes and pops out and so it kind of doesn't go everywhere but it definitely like it would get all over your like keyboard and shit.
Oh,
all right.
That's a pretty funny idea.
Yeah, it really is.
Like it's funny, but it's like not super destructive. I have a friend named Scott who is just like a real fucking angry guy. He's just real mad. He's got like the list, and it's a physical list. It's not like a list of fake people in his brain. It's like a list of people that he wants to like give a pipe bomb to. Like he's like a real angry dude.
Jesus Christ.
And everybody's just like, here, use this. This seems right up your alley.
The current bid for shipyourenemiesglitter.com is $70,000.
Damn.
So this guy just fucking started a website, made a bunch of money on the website, and when it got to a point it's like, guys, I'm just one guy, I can't do all of these. And I'll sell the website. What a fucking, like, genius.
I know. Like, and that's a great website. The only thing I could wonder is, like, would the U.S. mail be like, that's a weapon? But he must have been doing it for a while.
I do know this guy's based out of Australia.
Oh.
So I wonder what the international shipping is for that guy.
Yeah. Maybe he found a good, like...
Glitter is at least light, though.
That is very true. Glitter is really light.
And sparkly.
Sparkling. And
goes just fucking everywhere.
A current Republican bill would strip the FCC of its power to regulate the web.
I kind of like what the FCC's been doing right now.
See, this is what's kind of weird is both sides of the aisle are talking about net neutrality, and both of them have different definitions on what that means.
Yeah.
What Republicans say it means is that net neutrality means that the government doesn't have the power to regulate, but the companies themselves do. And what the Democrats mean is that if the government had the power to regulate, companies can't do different things like create an internet fast lane for you to spend more money to get to other websites faster than other people. So
what does Webster's say?
I don't
the
know.
Democratic one is the legit web definition of net neutrality. If you go to like Wikipedia, that's what net neutrality is what the Democratic one is, where the government basically it makes it a flat playing field for everyone. It, like, no one can overcharge this much for a certain service. It's flat.
Yeah, so basically, like, say Andy and I both pay, say, $50 for basic internet. We both get to Facebook at the same speed. But then all of a sudden they decide to say, hey, we'll tell you what. We're going to cut your speeds to Facebook, but if you pay us an extra $10 a month, you can get there faster. Which faster would be at the speed you did before.
Yeah. So companies wouldn't be able to, and then markets would turn into the quality of service rather than the price of services. When there's a flat playing field, there's more competition. So prices will usually go down. Like when the cell phone industry was regulated by the government, cell phones was $13 a month for texting and all that shit. But as soon as the government got out and each company could do whatever they wanted, that's when shit like exploded. But that's also probably what revolutionized the cell phone industry too, was that. So
chairman of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, which is Fred Upton, who's a Republican out of Michigan, is a key force behind the bill. Upton also has investments in AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon, all internet service providers. And he said in a statement, by turning the FCC away from a heavy-handed and messy approach to regulating the internet, this draft protects both consumers who rely on internet service and innovators who create jobs.
But you're still giving the power to the tech
company. A White House official said today that the new net neutrality legislation is not necessary. President Obama recommended a plan that would reclassify internet providers under Title II of the Telecommunications Act, giving the government agencies more authority to quash telecom giants' plans to create internet fast lanes.
Which would be awesome, because if they get reclassified, they have to offer, I think I saw 25 megabytes per second to be classified as broadband internet. Otherwise, you're dial-up or DSL, I think. So to get those benefits of being classified as broadband internet, like tax exemptions and all that, they have to offer that.
And that's kind of cool. Fucking cool.
So here's what the bill does, and some of them sound good, but you know, when you put them all together, just it'll say prohibit blocking, so blocking access to websites. That's cool. Prohibit paid prioritization, which is cool as well, but you'll see here. Require transparency, sure. Apply rules to both wire and wireless networks. Allow makes reasonable sense. Network management. Allow for specialized services. So that's where
pay for services.
That's where you can pay for your fast lane. It might not say pay for fast lane, but you're getting a specialized service. Protect consumer choice. Classified broadband internet as an information service. Classify that Section 706 of the Telecommunications Act may not be used as a grant of regulatory authority, and direct the FCC to enforce and abide by these principles.
You know what sucks? Money.
It does. Yeah. It does suck sometimes.
But you know what also makes money suck?
Hmm.
The government. Like,
you know what makes money suck? People.
Like, the government you live in, so like capitalism or capitalist government, it runs on money.
We all run on money.
Yeah. What?
I don't, like...
Okay, I guess we're going down the road of political arguments.
I know, I don't have a problem with a political argument. It's just the way you phrased that.
It sounded
very high school philosopher.
Sorry, I didn't mean it to. I didn't mean it to. I apologize.
when you're like the world we live in runs on money. I'm like, yes, don't you have physics class at third period?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean it to come out that way. But yeah, like the capitalist government. Yeah.
But right, basically what this is it wants to change the powers to the FCC, which basically is a neutral party to people that have an actual monetary investment in it, which might create some decent ideas, but I don't want to get my internet fucked. So,
yeah, and it just the telecommunications industry is a bunch of evil people, just a bunch of evil companies. Time Warner, fuck that company.
Comcast,
yeah. Those are like just the two words.
Typically rated the most like evil companies in America.
Like we're pretty fortunate with Cox and CenturyLink here. They're decent compared to the Time Warners and the Verizons and all that.
Yeah.
Like apparently out west though, like western Nebraska, out in the countryside, it's like all Verizon over there because the satellite connection.
Mm, you're right.
So that's gonna suck.
Elon Musk said he's building a Hyperloop test track.
Oh, what?
Somewhere in Texas. But basically, what this is a Hyperloop concept is a pneumatic train that can take you from point A to point B faster than any modern bullet train.
Okay.
So basically, it's something like...
It's a faster bullet train.
Right, but they're like pods. Like, you get in, and it's like...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll give it... Wait, did you say pneumatic?
Yes.
Oh, so it's like the things at the bank. Those are pneumatic tubes.
Yeah.
So he's making a life-size Futurama. Oh my god.
That's awesome.
We're getting some Futurama tech. That's awesome.
Kickstarted or like what?
Elon Musk? No, he probably just fucking.
Who's Elon Musk?
He founded PayPal.
Oh. Okay.
But he hasn't been with it for a while. He owns Tesla.
Oh, okay. So he's got some money then.
I mean, I can look him up real quick here. Elon Musk, what does he all do?
Well, he's got Tesla.
Elon Musk is, he's South African. South African-born Canadian-American entrepreneur.
Damn.
He's the CEO and chief product architect of Tesla, chairman of SolarCity, founder of SpaceX, and co-founder of PayPal.
Oh, SpaceX. All right, cool. Damn, this guy's got fucking money.
Co-founder of Tesla Motors. His net worth is $8.3 billion.
Jesus. Dude, that pneumatic tube. So does he live in Texas then, or did you just find a place in Texas? And he's like, hell yeah.
He just found a place in Texas. Okay. He resides in L.A.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe if he was in, like, he lived in Texas, like, for the hometown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's had two wives.
Good for him.
He is standing with Barack Obama here, standing next to a Tesla.
Coil?
And no, a Tesla vehicle. Personal life and opinions. Let's see. He's half Democrat, half Republican. That's like 90% of the world, really. Like 90% of people are somewhere near the middle.
Not me.
Oh, yeah?
I'm 100% Democrat.
Are you?
No. I'm 100% Republican.
Are you?
No, I'm probably somewhere in the middle.
That's where most fucking people are. A lot of people will say they're one or the other, but then when you actually take a look at it, they're like, oh, I'm kind of in the middle.
You guys ever taken one of those tests?
Yeah, like, and I was like in the middle.
Yeah. I never have.
Leaning towards Democrat. What are you looking at? You find something up there?
You find something you like, buddy?
What's the Grand Theft Auto next to your PS4 one?
My PS4 one?
I can't see. Is it just Grand Theft Auto?
It's got to be 4.
You have 2 4s.
I'm trying to find out. A, B, C, D, F, G.
Yeah.
H, J, K, L, M, N, O.
Do I? Oh, yeah. I've got... I've got one regular one and then one that's one of the greatest hits ones.
Oh. But yeah, it's really cool. Like you derailed hard.
Yeah.
Tube technology.
It's going to sound like that. Just boop, boop. All right, guys.
Beep, beep.
Let's go ahead and get the news.
News.
No. How about that?
No. I want to.
I'm going to do it.
Duh.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and
nobody else.
Damn.
A man in Wigan, England has been stamped as a sex offender after being found guilty of having sex with a mailbox. Paul Bennett, who was 45, pleaded guilty on Thursday to two counts of indecent exposure.
I gotta say, who hasn't fucked a mailbox, though, honestly?
I got one in my closet.
Yeah.
Not that closet.
Oh. Who's ready to receive the Daily Mail? It's Sunday.
Prosecuting attorney Kate Beatty?
Kate Beatty.
Said Bennett then walked over to the post box and started making sexual advances towards it.
Oh, hey, are you you new in town?
No.
I bet you could fit a lot of mail in there, you dirty mailbox.
Go away!
Nobody said the word package yet.
I've got a package for you.
Go away, stop!
No. Your flag's up. You got some outgoing mail you need for me?
I just want to send the bills!
I'm going to have you pay the bills.
All right. Well.
Fuck, that was a good one to start on.
Deep throat and mailbox.
Deep throat.
Out of Montgomery County, Maryland, a middle school teacher assigned her English students in 4 separate classes a story titled, let me just get the, How Would You Kill Me If You Had the Chance?
That's awesome.
They have to write an essay. If they had the chance to kill their teacher, how would they go about doing it?
She's into some fucked up shit.
She's like schizophrenic, and she's like, I know they're going to do it. I just have to get everybody's plans. What are these days?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, just force like, it as an assignment.
Fucking kids are
going
to
You just have the one kid who doesn't turn it in. It's like, it's you, isn't it? Billy.
So you're Billy the troublemaker. They selected to do it.
She's just speeding up.
He's just like, no, I'm just a piece of shit kid. I didn't.
Just you and me, Billy. And she pulls like a pistol and puts it on the desk.
I just wanted to play Grand Theft Auto.
And he's just like, all part of the plan, Mrs. Baker.
And then she quickly like pulls it up and shoots at him. And he rolls away and pulls out a harpoon gun. And boom.
He's like, you should have read the paper. She's like, it was on the bottom.
I hadn't graded it yet. And then, as she's bleeding out, he puts his finger in her blood and puts an A on her.
Oh, are we doing this? Is this going to be a video we make? Three combos, first dramatic.
Oh, I was just going to kill a teacher.
Oh, oh see, but I'm a teacher, so I don't like that.
It'll be damn, we kill.
It's good. There's two of us. If you guys, I know you know how to kill us, but there's two of us.
Okay, so if...
Did they ever teach you in class how to stop a computer? No.
Just throw your phone?
I'm going to throw my phone.
If you guys were to kill someone in this room, who would it be? How would you do it? Just shorts. Fuck! Andy, you threw that transparent tape at me. I barely saw it coming.
If I could kill someone in this room, and how would I do it? I would strangle Tame.
You just strangle me?
Yeah. I would just be like, fuck, damn it, damn.
I'd go 28 days later and just your eyeballs.
Right in my eyes.
So how would you kill yourself?
How would I kill myself? I don't know. Probably erotic asphyxiation.
It's the best. David Carradine! Too soon?
All right. No. A man tried to buy a ghost on Craigslist. It's a male ghost that was for sale. It came into my house when I purchased an old wooden chest. He has attached the chest. The chest comes along with a ghost. He is attached to it. Whatever room I put the chest in, he hangs around in. If I try and hide the chest, he searches for it and gets mad when he can't find it for a while. You get the chest and the ghost for $300.
Is it a nice looking chest?
No.
Not worth $300?
No. No. I love chests.
It is a beat up chest.
Yeah, that does look like something, though, that someone would be like, this thing's going to have a fucking ghost.
Did he bite? So somebody did actually... Somebody bought it?
You know there's that fucking weird person that's like, it's got a ghost. Let's get it, honey.
I was just wondering because, you know, it's got a ghost. I couldn't do that voice.
Steven, there's a ghost in the chest. We have to get it. Light the candles.
All right, last story and news here. A Florida teen pretends to be a doctor for a month and isn't charged.
Good for them.
Fuck awesome.
Yeah, good for them.
He was an OBGYN.
Oh my god. And he wasn't charged?
What?
That's rape.
Good for him.
That's rape.
What?
Good for him. That's rape. He Good for was... him. That's rape.
He was in an OBGYN office that he was a juvenile dressed in a lab coat, which had a St. Mary's logo and anesthesiology stitched across the front.
Oh, what? He was like, how old was he? 12? That's what I want. He's in an adolescent.
They say he's a teen. The teen told police he's been a doctor for 5 years.
God, yes. The amount of vajays he saw.
The teen's mother told police he's under the care of a doctor and has not been taking his medicine.
That's awesome. Mom, I saw 17 vaginas today.
It's like, doctor, I don't need no medicine. I got the tang.
Oh, God.
Dr. Phil beats off a lot after the patient. Like, really weird. He just says, I have to go to the bathroom, and he'll be right back.
Sarah, I have irritable bowel syndrome.
I will be back.
I need more collection cups.
He's just playing, everything good, doctor?
Yeah.
What's this button do?
Reading my mind.
Sir, that's the clitoris.
Nothing?
I wonder how wet willies work.
Do you need lube? Like, no, you're perfectly fine.
Oh, my God. So with that story, that'll do it for this episode.
Raspberries.
That'll do it for this episode of 3 Combo Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/3combopodcast, twitter.com/3combopc. That is a number
like
three.
PC stands for 12. Podcast. Like it's an adolescent.
Email us, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com, and search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast.
Like that would be my mating call. That would be my mating call. Raspberries.
So for Tam and Andy,
all your commercials.
This is Matt signing out.
You want a raspberry?